You're listening to SBS News.
A 43-year-old German who posted a manifesto calling for the complete extermination of many races or cultures in our midst shot and killed 9 people of foreign background in an attack on a hookah bar and other sites in the Frankfurt suburb of Hanau. Most of his victims were from a Turkish background. Germany's Interior Minister Horst Seehofer condemned the shooting while visiting the site of the attack.
Es scheint aber so zu sein, dass ein rassistisches Motiv.
It would seem to be the case that there's apparently been a racist motive. Racism is poison, a poison that confuses people's minds and causes evil to emerge. We will, together with the state of Hesse, do our utmost to investigate this horrific crime and to think about what kind of consequences we as politicians, legislators and government have to draw as a consequence of these events.
German Chancellor Angela Merkel has pledged to fight against those who try to divide the country along ethnic lines.
Rassismus ist ein Gift.
Racism is a poison. Hatred is a poison. And this poison exists in our society and is to blame for far too many crimes. We don't differentiate between citizens according to their origin or religion. We will stand up with all our might and resolve against those who try to divide Germany.
Entschlossenheit entgegen.
Germany's federal prosecutor, Peter Frank, identified the gunman only as Tobias R., in line with German privacy laws, and confirmed he had posted extremist videos and a manifesto in addition to confused ideas and far-fetched conspiracy theories on his website. Mr. Frank says they will now investigate if the gunman acted alone.
Ziel der Ermittlungen. Unsere Ermittlungen wird sein.
He says the goal of the investigation is to find out whether there were or are people who knew of or supported these attacks in Hanau. To this end, they'll investigate the environment and contacts of the suspected perpetrator, both here in Germany, but also contacts he may have had abroad. The chair of the Central Council of Muslims in Germany said that it was a black day for Germany and for Muslims, adding that irrespective of whether the attacker acted alone, he was following a racist ideology. The gunman was later found dead at his home, along with his mother, and authorities say they are treating the rampage as an act of domestic terrorism. Alan Lee, SBS News.